My name is Lincoln. Thanks for joining me once again. You're listening to That's the Truth. Coming right up is the audio recording of one of our live stream services from the House of God here in Montreal. You can watch the video recording on our Facebook page, Linked with God. That's L-I-N-K-E-D with God. Or you can head on over to our YouTube channel, That's the Truth. If you have trouble finding that page, go to youtube.com, enter That's the Truth in the search bar, click on the filter button, which you'll see a little lower to the left of the search bar, then click on the channel button where you'll see the Bible icon that identifies our channel, That's the Truth, and that should appear right on top of the list. Click on the Bible icon where you'll then have access to all of our teachings on video. Please share these links with your friends and family so they too can be blessed with the Word of God as you are receiving it right now. This is how you can help me preach the gospel of Christ, salvation for this generation. Well, let's get right to it. Get your Bibles. There's a lot to read because God has a lot to say to us. Directly from the Word of God, you're listening to That's the Truth.
Hallelujah. Someone say, I know.
I know.
Now say it like you really know. Praise God. At home, I'm going to have to depend on you. Praise God. I think everybody here in Montreal, they took their holidays early. But I know that God is with me, and I give God the praise and the glory. Praise God. Put your hands together, and let's rejoice. Make some noise at home. Praise God. Let God know that we are alive and we are doing well. Hallelujah. Praise God. Clap your hands unto the Lord, all ye lands. Praise God, let's all sing. Amen. I woke up this morning. Praise God. I woke up yesterday morning. And I know, praise God, that He is there for me. Praise God. Amen. Let's rejoice.
I never had a doubt.
No doubt.
This morning when I rose, I never had a doubt. This morning when I rose,
hallelujah.
I never had a doubt. 'Cause I know He'll take care of me, and I know He'll provide for me.
Hallelujah.
I know He'll take care of me, and I know He'll provide for me. 'Cause I know.
I know He's been good. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that He's done for me, my very soul cries out, hallelujah.
He'll take care of me.
Hallelujah.
He's
been good. Praise God. We're about 10 days away from 2025. We can say He's been good to me. Year. Praise God. For 2025. And if 2026 comes our way, He'll be good. Amen. God doesn't change. His word doesn't change. And we can give Him the praise and the glory. Praise God. I'm going to read the last verse in Psalm 45. I will make thy name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore shall the people praise thee forever and ever. So I guess it all depends what we're talking about. Praise God. Amen. I thank God that I can use my energy or my strength or my time and produce or do something or say something so that people will praise God.
Amen.
Amen. See, other people, they come around, and then this goes all the way up to where our prime minister sits in parliament. So when they talk about God, it makes you want to curse them, makes you want to throw away the Bible. They say He's no good, and I've had people, in fact, they interview me, and they call God names, and they use the name of God in vain and such. But I thank God today that the next 60 minutes, we're going to do what we know to do to glorify God, that He may be honored, that He may be lifted up. Praise God. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Praise God. Amen. Islam can't say that. Allah didn't give anything. He has no son, nothing to give. But my God, because He loved us. And I mentioned this last week, we were out in a field. And I didn't give the reference, but that comes from Ezekiel chapter 16. This is where God saw us. We were cast away, cast into a field, and that's where we were. Dying, and we were in a disastrous situation. We were in dire need, if you would. We needed a Savior, and God so loved this world that He sent His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth upon Him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. For God did not send His Son into this world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him may be saved. And that's where I stand today, praise God. The Lord has been good to me, as our sister was singing. Praise God. So if I quote John 3:16 on the other end of this, on the other side of the camera, there's some folks saying hallelujah. There's some folks sending emojis, you know, praying hand emojis or clapping hand emojis. And because like I said, I'm going to use my efforts so that folks will speak well of God. Folks will get to know God. This is what our billboard says when we put it up in French. Our billboard, it says, you need to get to know God for who He is. Praise God. For who He really is. And for that, you need the Bible. You need to read. Praise God. Hallelujah. And find out, amen, the love that God had for us. Someone can say for me. I can talk in general, but you listening at home, you can say for me. Praise God. I'm going to pray in a couple of minutes. Share this link with your friends and family so that they too may be blessed. Praise God. I welcome everyone listening. Before I forget, because he said, don't forget your YouTube listeners. So I thank God today there's YouTube listeners. Praise God. We seem to be more honed in on, and last week there was a few. There was about a dozen folks watching, and that's good for us. You can help by subscribing. If you hit that subscribe button, then eventually when we get to 1,000 subscribers, they can play all the commercials they want, and we can reap some of those dividends. Right now they're playing the commercials, and we don't see any of the profits or nothing made, so you can help us out. And by subscribing, that's the way it works. But in the meantime, I'm thankful and grateful for YouTube and for Facebook for allowing us. You know what? It's, what's the date today? 21st? It's the 21st of December, 2025. And right now, I'm in Canada. We're live streaming from downtown Montreal. I could read any portion of this Bible, and there's no one here to stop me or to shut me up. They may complain about it, and may murmur, whatever they have to say, but still legally, we're blessed. Amen. So I'm going to pray. In about 30 seconds or so, you may as well put your hands up. We're going to pray for our leaders. We're going to pray for our government. Praise God that this continues. I know this week, if you were watching the news or something, the liberals tried to slide this bill through and that would limit my public access, if you would, to how I can read or what I preach as far as my fundamental religious beliefs are concerned. But thank God we were praying and fasting this week, and that came to a sudden halt. They're going to readdress that in about 30 days, so we'll pray and fast again. But in the meantime, it doesn't matter what man or woman has to say or do. It all depends on on the God that we serve and His will to be accomplished on this earth today. Praise God. So let's pray. We have a lot to be thankful for. Some of you are in, you have a battle in your flesh. So we'll pray. If you send in your prayer requests, we'll see them. We're praying throughout the week. Praise God. Or right now, praise God for those of you that have written or contacted me this morning. Praise God. I'll do my best to get everybody, praise God, everybody's name that needs to be named. But the name I begin to pray with is Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father in heaven, we are thankful today for the day which You have given us. We're thankful on the French side that we were able to receive the Word of God for all those. They're making their way home now, that they be safe while they travel, not to forget the word that they received, the exhortation and the edification that they received. Praise God. Touch the young people coming out of school. They have a few days off to spend more time in the Word of God. And it doesn't matter who is listening, Lord. I thank God that we will all appreciate the time that we have left in this year. We're going to do the best we can to make a difference so that there can be some souls going into 2026, saved and sanctified, calling upon You. Touch Chip Bidu, who received his Bible this week. And he said, oh, I'm so thankful that I have a Bible that I can start 2026 with a Bible and praying to God. So touch his heart, touch his mind, Lord, in Jesus' name, that receive the word of God today, praise God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, praise God. Anyone else, everyone, and everyone listening, whatever we're going through, seasonal allergies or flus or whatever it is, Lord, I thank God, amen, we can see your hand at work, praise God. Amen, make a difference, praise God, for our contractors, brothers and sisters that are in business. The phone needs to ring, even though it's the season to be whatever their folks are going to be. But Lord, there's people that need that need whatever help or service, and that work, praise God, will go to those who are serving you in Jesus' name. We're thankful for our brothers and sisters in Africa. We're thankful for the work which took place today in Jesus' name, and for Pastor Michelle and the church. Well over 300 people, young children, and sat there. Some of them heard the word of God maybe for the first time. They heard singing, maybe with godly words, and Jesus Christ not being just a man but being the Son of the living God. Lord, I thank God that these hearts went home, praise God, with the word of God. They went home with a scripture verse or two that they heard for the first time, and it will make a difference in their lives, praise God, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Prepare the ground for Saturday coming in Cotonou, that the folks, amen, will be blessed, praise God. These are places that are being built and being set by the word of God, that the light which will encompass these buildings that were in Banco as well, in Jesus' name, a difference will be made when people walk by. They will hear the sounds of revival. They will hear the joy of the Lord, which is the strength of God's people. They will be able to see what a daughter of God and a son of God looks like, in Jesus' name, praise God. Lord, I thank God for this opportunity once again to minister, to edify, to exhort my brothers and sisters. Thank God for this technology that we do have that allows us to go into the world, to make disciples, to pray, to edify, to exhort, to read the word of God. Thank God for the leading of the Holy Ghost that will lead us and guide us into all truth, into your righteousness, because that's what counts. It's not what's going on the face of this earth that is outside of your will, that is outside of the light, but it is your daughters and your sons as we come together to make a difference in this world before Jesus comes, to make a difference in the souls and in the lives of not only our family and our friends, but even strangers, in Jesus' name, praise God. I thank God for this blessing once again to have the word of God in my hands. It'll be opened up in a few seconds, and we're going to get ready to read. And as the Holy Ghost leads us and guides us into scripture, Lord, I pray that eyes will be open to see, that ears will be open to hear, and our hearts will be open to receive and to perceive what you have to say unto us today. All the praise, all the glory, all the honor goes to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Keep your hands up for a moment or two. Praise God. Take the time and make the time, praise God, just to be thankful. I thank God for my salvation. I thank God for my healing. I thank God for my deliverance. I thank God for my Savior. Praise God. I thank God for his love. I thank God for his mercy. I thank God for his grace. I thank God for his forgiveness, praise God, bestowed upon us. Amen. When I think of his goodness, I thank God for his goodness. I thank God, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God for his blessings, the daily benefits that were loaded upon us today. Thank God for his strength. In Jesus' name, thank God for my first love, hallelujah, which I have received, amen, to get to know what thus saith the Lord and to follow accordingly. In Jesus' name, Lord, I pray. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Keep your hands up. Praise God. It's not all up to me. Hallelujah. Take your time. Praise God. Make known your request unto God. Amen. Talk to him. Praise God. In all things, giving thanks. Amen. Thank God for his goodness. All he's done for me. Hallelujah. And my soul cries out. Hallelujah. Praise God. My very soul cries out. Hallelujah. Praise God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, if you have nothing else to say to God, amen, I may as well be abrupt and to the point. Praise God. If you're still talking to God, I won't stop you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Those in front of me, your hands are down, so you may as well be seated if you're done. Praise God. Make sure you have a Bible in your hands. In Jesus' name, praise God that you are ready to receive what God has for you today. Praise God. At home as well, I insist, as I always do, that there be a Bible. Praise God. In your hands, open. Amen. Not just closed, but a Bible that will be opened. And you're with your eyes open to receive and to read what thus saith the Lord. We have to get to know this book. Amen. I mentioned last week, it looks like our parliament wants to start cutting some pages out of here and say, you can't read this in public or you can't read the, referring to Romans chapter 1. You know, they can mention the Quran, you know, oh yeah, there's stuff in the Quran too, but when they get to the King James Bible or when they get to the Bible that's in my hands, and they do read from the King James, Mr. Miller, and he said Romans chapter 1 and Leviticus, they had specific chapters and specific verses. So the attack, when people ask me, how do you know this is true? How do you know the Bible is what you say it is, or what the Bible says it is? That it is the Word of God? And, well, I know that because the enemy has such a hatred toward it. The enemy has such a hatred toward this book. There's got to be something about it. Amen. This is my understanding of it. I mean, you look at all the commentaries and what people have to say today. There's a lot being said, and there's a little bit that's being done, but there's a lot being said, and I thank God that I can refer to this book. I mean, somebody's gone wrong somewhere, but it's not this book. It's not God. Amen. They come up with all kinds of strange ideas. And I'm not talking about the clubs down the street. They can do what they want to do. I'm inside a church, and I'm talking about judgment that begins in the house of God, as the Bible teaches us. So this is what I express today. It has to do with what's, you know, a man and a woman stands up in their church, and what's behind them, what's being demonstrated is no difference as if I went to Walmart. They have the same decor. That's probably where they bought it. It's probably where they bought their fake trees and their fake pumpkins and whatever from Walmart, though I have nothing against Walmart. I love Walmart. But these things don't belong in the church. What belongs in the church, I mean, Jesus said, worshipers that are true worshipers, they will worship me in spirit and in truth. Praise God. So the earthly ordinances or light shows or big flashing screens or whatever, that doesn't fall under the category of spirit, and it doesn't fall under the category of truth. It falls under the category of worldliness. It falls under the category of whatever has snuck in from this world. So then the government figures, well, we can just do what we want. And anyways, they have no concerns of what they are going to, or what they think they're disrupting and such. But I thank God today that I can stand. There is a scepter, which is a scepter of righteousness. And I can stand for that scepter. I can stand for that truth, which is of all eternity. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So the truth that we have today, it has been established long before any government or any political leader or any political platform, whatever people have to say, has been established. So I'm not overly concerned about what's taking place to my left or to my right, or as far as whatever news is concerned. Amen. I'm working with God and not working against God. We're going to read scriptures this afternoon, or this evening rather. This is part two, the series in reporting for duty. And here in English, and we use that expression, it may be a military expression or military term, or if you have a military style boss, you might show up at work up tomorrow morning, so I'm reporting for duty, sir. And I'm using this expression, I'm using this as a title, as a main theme, because we have a responsibility, because not only has God chosen us, God has sent us on a mission. There's things that we need to do, and God is depending on you and I to do those things. Now, I know some of us, we left church this morning and we were told, oh, we're nothing. God doesn't need us in the eyes of God. We don't count. And we're this. And talk about yourself. Don't talk about a son of God or a daughter of God. that has been washed in the blood of the Lamb. I mean, I preached this the past 2-3 weeks. I've been saying this. When I look at my brother, I see the blood. When I look at my sister, I see the blood, precious blood that was shed, making a difference in their lives. Hallelujah. God, there's a work that needs to be done on this earth. God is seated on his throne. His son, Jesus Christ, is at the right, seated at the right of his throne. So that leaves you and I to do what God needs to have established here on the face of this earth. And when I look around, there's not too many people that are taking that initiative. There's not too many people that, this is what we read last week, just to as a slight resume that this is what I read last night. Find the book of Isaiah. I'm going to read something very quickly before we go on to what is to be new territory. I brought up some of this subject last week, just talking about it or referring to it in my teaching. This week, I want to back things up or confirm things through the scriptures, through the word of God. But I'm going to read in Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8. Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and whom will go for us? Now, that's God. There's two questions that he has asked. And last week, most of you, by faith, amen, you were able to answer, here am I, send me. Praise God. Now, if you didn't have that opportunity, if you're listening for the first time this week, then I want you to say that with me. Say, here am I. Now, if you're not so sure, start with the here am I. Lord, here am I. I'm reporting for duty. Praise God. Now, if you're ready to go, say, send me. I'm ready. Praise God. And I get this again from Isaiah chapter 6 and the 8th verse, where the man of God, Isaiah, was sent, saying, well, how am I going to go? Well, last week we were looking at scriptures, and I emphasize the fact, saying, I'm not a self-made man. Even my parents made me first time around, but God gives us the opportunity to be born again. Jesus, in fact, said, ye must be born again. So following the next step of that commandment, we were born, we ask God for forgiveness. There's a new life. When you read Romans chapter 6, there's a new life that begins. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, and certainly verse 10 needs to be included in this. It's not by works that we are saved. We are saved by grace, lest any man shall boast. So my salvation today, I boast in my salvation based on Jesus Christ and him crucified. It was a work which was wrought on Calvary. It's blood which was shed that allows me my second birth or my new life. When you read in Romans chapter 6, and we come out to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, if any man, if any woman be in Christ, they are a new creature. Old things, behold, old things are passed away. All things become new. And when you read the 18th verse, we talk about the things which are the things of God. This is not a religious experience. This is not joining a sect or a cult. This is calling upon God and saying, have mercy upon me, a sinner. Your sins are forgiven. Your sins are washed. And there's a new life, a second life, if you would. I am born again. Praise God. Then come the works. And this is where the works which are good works unto God, because I am not glorifying or edifying. I'm not enslaved any longer to the old master, to Satan, to the sloop, to the devil. I'm not sin has no dominion over me. Again, I'm going back into Romans chapter 6. It is God that will not only dwell in me, but that will reign in me. It's God that calls the shots, and this is what I want to look at. When God brings forth the commandments, and we follow through, we do what thus saith the Lord, God is with us. Can someone say amen? So as I said about a couple minutes ago, I'm not self-made. Amen. I'm not self-sufficient. I am God-sufficient. I need his word. I need his instructions. I need his reference. And I become, amen, my capacity is determined by God's capacity, because I am with him and he is with me. I'm not rebelling against God. I'm not fighting against his word. I'm doing what thus saith the Lord. And he gives me the power which I have received. Amen. When Jesus said go, when he told his disciples to go, the moment that Jesus told his disciples to go, he made it possible for them to go. Don't get quiet on me. Praise God. Well, maybe you'll think about it. No, the commandments of God are not an option. If God says go, you better be on your way. Praise God. Amen. The steps of a good man. Order my steps. Ordain my steps. Where do you want me to go? Here am I. Send me. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't want to preach this place quiet, but this is what we're looking at. Amen. When that Jesus received his mandate, and he was pretty well staring, you know, crucifixion and the cross, down to the wire, and he knew what he had to do. He didn't back out and he didn't back down. Can someone say thank you, Jesus? He went to the cross, and he didn't just, I'll donate a, you know, some, I've had people come to me and say, well, just a single drop of blood. No, if that's all that it would have taken, then Jesus would have pricked his little finger for a single drop of blood. It took every blood, it took every ounce of blood, it took every drop that was in him. The Bible says water also hit the ground. He left a bloody trail carrying the cross up Golgotha, up that mountain where he was to be crucified, not because of something he did, but because of everything I did wrong. Someone say, thank you, Jesus. So when we look at what Jesus has done, and we look at the position that we are in right now as a son and as a daughter of God, we have an example above any other example, and that is Jesus Christ and what he was able to accomplish. Hallelujah. Praise God. Never, never to give up. Praise God. Never to say no, but to be able to say, as we can read it, even though there was a hint on his part, the conclusion of it was, not my will, but thy will be done. Jesus said, I know you can do it. You can have it, you know, transpire this way, or you can have this take the pass, but you know, that would be my thinking. That would be the way I'd like to see things done. But Jesus said, not my will, but thy will be done. Praise God. Someone say the will of God. Hallelujah. This is why I'm going to turn to Romans chapter 2 in the 7th verse. I'm going to read, a scripture verse, and this is where I got my subtitle from. I'm reporting for duty, and I'm using for a subtitle, well doing or well done. What are you up to? I'm up to doing God's will. Hallelujah. If you're up to doing God's will, you're doing something good. Amen. As I said, don't get quiet on me. Praise God. In the New Testament, find Romans chapter 2. I welcome everyone listening to me. I thank God the saints in Rimby are celebrating the victory today, whatever seasonal flus or whatever was in that house, the house is free and liberated, and I thank God for that, and everyone else listening, I give you all the praise and glory. But I want to get into the teaching of the Word of God, and I've got a few verses I want to go through today, and so part two, reporting for duty, Romans chapter 2, verse 7. We're going to read my subtitle. To them who by patient continuance in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. Now I'm going to start over and read it again. To them who by patient continuance in well-doing. I underline those 3, 4, 5 words. Because thank God for patience. And there's a word that I want to pick up on is continuance. Not just to start something and not see it to its end. Not see it being fulfilled. Amen. Jesus didn't just start crucifixion. He didn't make it halfway up Golgotha Hill and just decide to turn around or decide to stop. Amen. There was prophecy, literal prophecy to the literal word that needed to be accomplished or that needed to be fulfilled. And Jesus was able to complete his mandate. He patiently endured. He patiently, as we are reading here, praise God, and as Paul is writing to the Roman church, and he says, to them who by patient continuance, praise God. I mentioned last week, if I was to sit there, and I can't, but if it was possible, if I was to count how many hours I've prayed, how many meals, how many plates I've turned over, how many meals I have fasted, if I was to count how many dollars I gave as an offering or gave my tithes or gave to the poor, how many hours I've testified or how many hours, I can't calculate where I'm at. But I'm not done yet. This is my point. If I was to decide to go this far and not take the next step, everything that I've done up to this point would be lost. This is biblical teaching. And this is what we need to understand, saying when we read this here, by patient continuance. Hallelujah. Praise God. And people ask me to say, well, what did you have a graduation certificate or did you graduate from from a certain seminary or a certain Bible school or Bible college or such. No, I haven't graduated yet. I'm still studying to show myself approved. Praise God. I'm not there yet. Amen. Paul wrote this. He made this clear to the Philippians. He said, when he told the church, the saved and sanctified folks in Philippians, when you read the first 2-3 chapters, and then Paul says, well, now here I am. I'm pressing toward the mark. Praise God. I'm not there yet. I'm forgetting those things which are behind, but I need to press. Praise God. I need to press. His message changed when you read the second epistle that Paul wrote to Timothy, because now he had fought the good fight. He had run his course. He had finished the race which was set before him. Not many of us can say that today, but here we are. We're still continuing. We still run. And when you read the first verse in Hebrews chapter 12, we'll run with patience the race which is set before you. Amen. Having laid aside up the weight and the sin which doth easily beset us, let us run with patience. Praise God. So here we are again, calling upon God. Amen. Letting God know. Amen. Or letting God know that we are here. And as I said, this becomes our capacity. God's commandment becomes my enablement. It enables me to take that step, knowing that God is with me, knowing that I am with God, knowing that I take His word, literally, that I take His word for what it is, for what it always has been, and knowing, praise God, that God and I, there shall be great exploits that shall be accomplished, and all the glory and all the honor goes to God. Don't get me wrong. Don't take something out of context. I'm here to uplift God. I'm here to glorify God. I'm here to let God know, amen, that I am here. Send me, who by patient continuance and well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality. They seek eternal life. This is what we're going for. And I'm going to use my title again. I am reporting for duty, and I'm here, praise God, in well-doing. How can I say well-doing? Because it's doing what God wants me to do. God gives directions. I'm going to go back. I mentioned this last week, but we're going to read about it right now in the book of Numbers and the 14th chapter. Find the Old Testament. We were talking about David last week. We were talking about the children of Israel that were liberated from their slave masters in Egypt. And there's a complete generation that was lost in the desert, if you would. And not because of giants. Say, well, yeah, but they had to go face giants. No, not really. They didn't. They realized that there was giants, or that there was going to be opposition, even though God told them to go into the land. But it wasn't because the sons of Anakim were stronger. It was because they didn't report for duty. When they were told to go, they didn't go. No, we're not going to go. We've decided not to go. Dear God, we've decided not to go. Amen. And to make matters worse, not that they made up their mind, but they didn't really have to. They always had their mind was set. That's the way I'm going to use it. Those who had their mind set to go, by the name of Joshua and by the name of Caleb, they ended up on a watch list. The folks that were determined to stay behind and lose out on the blessing, whatever their excuse was, they decided to go against these men. These men's lives were in danger. The certain company were to rise up. You can read this in Numbers 14 and Numbers 13 this week. They rose up against them because these two men said, let's go. God said to go, let's go. Only in this, we picked this up in Numbers 14, verse 9. Amen. Put your faith to work. Verse 9 says, only rebel not ye against the Lord. This is what they're doing. It wasn't their decision. It wasn't that it was an option. These men of God, they considered it as rebellion against the Lord. Don't rebel against the Lord. Neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. And I'm going to read this a little later on, but perchance, if I forget, I want to bring up this point right now. Look at how Joshua and Caleb were referring to the enemy in this point, very specifically, there are giants. So, we're reading in Numbers, the 14th chapter. I've taken out one verse, which is verse 9. And as I mentioned, you can read chapters 13 and 14 this week, but we're going to read a little later on where they were saying, oh, there's giants, they're big, they're strong, they're mighty, they're going to read. But look at how these men of God, they didn't call them giants. They said, neither fear ye the people of the land. I don't know what they saw, but their confession was a little different. Praise God. Amen. I told the people on the French side, I said, don't talk to God about your situation or about the enemy. Talk to the enemy about your God. Amen. Don't go to God and say, oh God, look at the size of those people. Look at the amount of this debt. Look at how much homework I've got. Look at the exam. Look at what I've got to do to get my PhD. What else do I have to do? Amen. Talk to your situation about your God. Hallelujah. This is what these men were saying. They're saying, only rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them. Oh, maybe back in the day they used to be strong. Maybe back in the day they used to have, you know, they had everything going on. But they said now they're used up. They're washed up. Their defense is departed from them. These folks are rusty. They've been living the good life for too long. That we have nothing to fear. The Lord is with us. Fear them not. Now in this text I underline the Lord is with us. Someone say the Lord is with me. Amen. Make this personal. Say the Lord is with me. Amen. Whom shall I fear? So this is what. So here in Numbers 14, I want you to keep this in mind. Now I'm going to look at the other side. This is the side of faith. I'm going to look at the other side, which is the side of fear. And when you report for duty, you report by faith. God, here am I. Praise God. You and I mean, this is me talking to God. You and I, we're going to do great things. Praise God. Glad to be here. Hallelujah. I mean, don't get quiet on me. I'm going to read three verses of scripture from the Psalms and from the second epistle or second book of Chronicles, rather. Let's start with Psalm 106. I'm going to read two scriptures. And this is going to set up what I want to look at when fear seems to be out of control. Amen. So I know, like I said, we know there's giants. That's clear. That's detailed. That's the details are there. The sons of Anak, they're, how can I say this without invoking fear? They're interesting to look at. Yeah, there's some big guys out there. There's giants in the land. But they are not greater than God who sent his people in to face them. Amen. Someone say amen to that. Hallelujah. Amen. The devil wants to amplify his strategy or amplify his means. But when you know who God is, amen, these giants, they became the problems. They became a problem for men and women. They didn't become a problem for God. God had no problems with these giants. God had no problems with however big or whatever size or however they would present themselves carrying whatever weapons they may have had against the children of Israel, whatever they saw. These folks were setting, I'm talking about the 10 spies that were lying. These folks were setting in fear, in desperation, in unbelief, in faithless demonstration of their cowardice. They just began to paint the picture. They're giants. We are like grasshoppers in their sight. And I'm going to read this a little later on, but bear this in mind. When we have the writer in Psalm 106, verse 24, it says, yea, they despised the pleasant land. What? The blessing that God, the promise and the blessing that God had given them. And it says here, yea, they despised the pleasant land. They believed not his word. So it's not they despised, you know, the land was horrible. Well, God, this is not exact. God, you promised us 5-star accommodations. We're down to, what's this, 1-star, 2-star? No, that's not the issue. When God promised them 5-star accommodations in every sense of the word, God delivered 5-star. Praise God. Maybe even 6, because God is God. Someone say hallelujah. Praise God. But here they despised the pleasant land. They believed not his word, verse 25, but they murmured in their tents. Hallelujah. Your confession changes today. We're going to bring this year to a close, and our confession is going to change. Not just in the house of God, but in your own dwelling where you live. I know we don't live in tents. For most of us, we'd be frozen to death at this point here in Canada. But we live in houses. Thank God for the furnace. Thank God for the heating. Praise God that we do have. But we need to be careful with what we are saying. We need to be careful with the murmuring that this flesh is capable of. And I hear myself preaching, and my wife is going to say amen, because she catches me as well looking on the dark side and not looking on God's side. Amen. So this is all, this is a battle that we all fight, because the flesh does not want to go God's way. But thank God that his way is apparent for us. Amen. Verse 25, it says, but they murmured in their tents, and they hearkened not unto the voice of the Lord. Not listening, not paying attention. They read it, but they don't believe it. Amen. We're reading God's word. We're reading the Bible 100% fact, 100% truth. We need to read this. If your Bible is open and you're reading, you need to believe. Praise God. And not only that, you need to live by every word which proceedeth out of God's mouth. Praise God. Living it, believing it, calling upon God, doing what the Bible says, what the Bible teaches us to do. Turn to 2 Chronicles. I'm going to continue along. Like I said, I've got three different passages to read. In 2 Chronicles chapter 13, we're going to get into some more depth, if you would, as far as what's up when fear enters the camp. What happens when fear is allowed to dominate? So 2 Chronicles chapter 13, verse 12. And behold, God himself is with us for our captain. If you were listening on the French side, this is worded a little differently. This is worded a lot more powerful. And God himself, praise God, is with us for our captain. What does the captain do? It's the one who gives the orders. Hallelujah. It's the one that makes the plan and it follows it through with those that help. Remember 2-3 weeks ago, we were looking at in the book of John at the beginning of that epistle, the wedding of Cana, where Jesus turned water into wine. We all know that miracle. We all talk about it in that way. But Jesus had some help. Amen. I'm not taking away anything that Jesus did. He did turn the water into the wine, but he told some servants, and Mary was in on that too. She looked at the servants and says, whatever he tells you to do, go ahead and do it. So Jesus had help. Before the water became wine, Jesus said, go get some pots. And what did he do? They went and got some pots. Then Jesus said, go get some water and fill the pots right up to the brim. So what did the servants do? Hallelujah. They reported for duty. They just didn't sit there and go, well, now, Jesus, where are you going with this? Remember, they ran out of wine. They didn't run out of water. But the servants went. Thank God for faith and obedience. The servants went. And it's a lot of water. Like I said, gallons and gallons, dozens of gallons of water need to fill up those pots. When you do the math, when you convert the firkins into gallons or into liters. And so now the pots are filled to the brim. Then the miracle takes place. The water becomes wine. And then Jesus tells the servants, now take it, serve it, bear it to those whose cups were empty. So I thank God. So as I said, the directives which we received, Jesus was giving out orders. The orders were followed through and the blessing took place. The miracle was able to take place. So here it says, and God himself is with us for our captain. This is 2 Chronicles chapter 13 and the 12th verse. And his priests with sounding trumpets to cry alarm against you, O children of Israel. Oh, now what's the problem? Here's what needed to be said. The second half of this verse. Fight ye not against the Lord God of your fathers, for ye shall not prosper. Don't fight against the Lord. So here you have, I'm going to go back to Caleb and Joshua. You have two men of God that are they're not lying. They're bringing forth the reality. Yeah, there's people in the land, but God said he's given us this land. All we need to do is go in and take it. So you have the other 10, they begin to fight against the Lord. Oh yeah, but we don't think it's going to work that way. We're having difficulty believing whatever God has told us. Whatever their excuses were, they began to resist what God had said. In fact, to the point where they began to threaten their lives. Amen. When you stand for the truth, Get ready to be threatened. Get ready to receive. People, the devil doesn't like the truth. The devil is a liar, the Bible says. He is the father of lies, which means he is the creator of all lies, and he's been lying since the beginning. That's what that means. That's who our enemy is. So when you tell the truth, you get ready to defend what thus saith the Lord. And he says, fight ye not against the Lord God. Amen. There was a king's counselor. You can read this a little in the book of Kings, where the folks in the land, they had not been eating for up to 3 years. There's been a famine in the land. And then the man of God comes to reverse that situation and goes to the king and he says, tomorrow morning we're going to eat. All you can eat buffet style. There's going to be so much food. So the king's counselor, I mean, there's times when you need to take your hand and kill the fear, kill the unbelief, or shut it up, I should say. Shut it down. But no, he goes, even if God opens up the windows of heaven, that's not possible. Oh, yeah? God hears that and says, challenge accepted. Too late for you because my word has already been spoken. It's already been prophesied. Now I've got to back it up. I've got to fulfill it. Man of God turns around. Sometimes people have accused me and said, you're not very Christian-like sometimes. Oh, take this. The man of God turns around and says, doesn't matter what you say. Tomorrow you're going to see it, but you're not going to eat of it. And I'm bringing this example in because it's better if you just go along. Better if you just sit there and say, well, you know what? Find that hard to believe, but I'll voice my opinion tomorrow morning. Just in case the windows of heaven open and there's lots of food to eat, you know, I'd like to be a partaker of what the man of God is saying, but no. His unbelief, he spoke a little too quick. He wasn't slow to speak. He spoke a little too quick and voiced his opinion and lost out on the blessing. Man of God says, you're not going to eat it, and you can read that passage to find out what happened to him. Not good when you go against God. Amen. The results, not so much in your favor when you go against God. Everyone listening, young people, if you're listening, find out the will of God in your life and go with God. Amen. If it means you're not going with the flow of this land, with the flow of this earth, that's all right. Amen. Because God's way, when you read it this way, the way the King James says it, and behold, God himself is with us. Praise God. Who's with you? God himself. Only fight you not against the Lord. God, because you shall not prosper. Turn the page. 2 Chronicles 15. Read a scripture before we go back into the book of Numbers. I'm giving out some details on what was going on in their minds. What was going on in their hearts. So 2 Chronicles 15, the second verse, it says, and there's some names here. I'll just go through quickly. It's the second half of the verse that I want. He went to meet Asa and said unto him, hear ye me, Asa and all Judah and Benjamin, hear ye me. God's going to talk. Listen, I don't know if your ears are open to hear. Praise God. Do you hear me? Testing, 1, 2, 3. The Lord is with you while ye be with him. Now, there's a scripture verse to memorize. Pretty simple. You can start right now. The Lord is with him. The Lord is with me if I be with him. Amen. Just personalize it a little bit. The Lord is with you while ye be with him. If you want to bring it home, the Lord is with me while I be with him. Amen. Talking about him 3 times in this second half of the verse. The Lord is with you while you be with him. And if you seek him, he will be found of you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. Pay attention to the order. Book of Hebrews says, I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. That's God's oath, if you would. That's God's covenant that he's making with you. Now, if you leave, well, good luck. Now you're on your own. Amen. You're not going to go. You're not going to drag God into your situation. When folks come to me and say, well, you know, we all fall, we all maybe do fall, but if God in you will keep you from falling. Jesus Christ in you will keep you from falling because I serve a God that doesn't fall. He's never fallen and never will fall. So when people run around saying, yeah, I fall, well, who's in you? It's not a falling God. It's not a falling Son of God. Amen. We need to be careful, and how the order of Scripture is given to us. Amen. Draw nigh unto me, God says, and I'll draw nigh unto you who takes the first step. Praise God. God is looking for someone. God was sitting there with nobody to work with, and four leprous men stood up and said, why sit we here and we die? Let's go to the camp. There seems to be some merrymaking. There seems to be some party going on. There seems to be food to eat there. They seem to be in a lively, you know, happy sort of, in happy sorts. And so these leprous men began to make their advancement. And remember, the leprous men are half dead anyways. It's, you know, their flesh is falling off their bones. And God's looking down from where God is, and he's looking down at these four leprous men saying, hey, now I got somebody I can use. Amen. I can stir up a commotion. I can make a noise. I can amplify and multiply these four and turn them into the sound of a mighty army. And by the time these four leprous men reached the camp of the enemy was gone. They did flee. I'm wondering if that camp, if that enemy ever did ever find out, they'd be ashamed. Four leprous men? No. We heard this noise. We heard the cavalry. We heard the A-class, you know, the armors and the shaking of the, you know, the metal spears and the swords and all the everything. We did. What do you mean, four leprous men? That's what made us move. That's what made us run. That's what made us flee. It was four leprous men that were being used of God. That's what makes a difference. Amen. Because God embedded himself into the situation and God changed things around. Praise God. So I'm not here, even though my flesh feels like it's dying. I thank God I can get up, praise God, and allow God, amen, to have his way with me and to change the situation. The Lord is with you while you be with him. Praise God. Amen. I'm with God. Praise God. Say it. Sit there and say, I'm with God. Hallelujah. If God himself is with me, we just read, praise God. I'm with God. Hallelujah. Now, let's go back to Numbers chapter 13. Praise God. We're going to read for, go back into the details of the blessing being on the other side of the river and why that whole generation didn't get it, except for two men. They had to wait a while. God himself is with us, my captain, my commander and chief. I know some folks don't like that. Don't tell me what to do. They don't like receiving God's commands. But God is my commander, my chief. Who gives the orders? Numbers 13, verses 1 and 2. God gives the orders. And the Lord spake... Someone say the Lord. Amen. Unto Moses. And this is what the Lord says. Verse 2. Send thou men that they may search the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel. Of every tribe of their fathers shall you send a man, everyone a ruler among them. So somebody important. So you can't say that they just sent, you know, the junior, you know, the intern, and if I have interns listening, I'm not saying anything against internship. It's the way we all learn. But I'm just saying here that these men, these 12 spies, they were men of experience. Amen. Not the intern. This happened a few times while I was working at my company for 20 years, and then it was time for the workshop to take place, and every once in a while, and I'd make sure that they were, you know, one of my employees or junior techs, if you want to call that name, they had capacity, they had less experience, or less foresight or insight, whatever, and I'd send them just to make sure that everything goes well, and I'd be doing other things. But sometimes the artist would come to me and say, I don't want anybody else, I want you by my side. I want you standing in the, you know, side of stage or on the sidelines, just in case something, they know my reaction would probably be faster. I have more experience. And this is who we're dealing with here. Like I said, we're not dealing with, you know, the intern. We're not dealing with somebody who was young. These men, they were rulers. They were selected by the man of God, Moses, to fulfill or to follow through on what God was asking them to do. And they did. They went into the land. Moses sent them in. So it looks like they're taking the necessary steps to receive the blessing. And when I emphasize Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, and then I brought up verse 10, which seems to be neglected so often, I'm going to throw in Hebrews chapter 11 and the 6th verse, because God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. I've said this before, and I know sometimes I get flack, but it doesn't make any difference to me because I can back this up and confirm it by Scripture. When God issues a command, remember, commander-in-chief, he's our captain. When God says do, or God says go, or God says, you know, whatever the commandment God gives us to do, and we follow through with obedience, always the result is the blessing. Obedience is always followed by the blessing. So here, we look at God saying, I want them to go into this land. I want them to search it. In French, it used the word to explore. And they're going to come back with a report. So they did. So like I said, it looks like they're on their way to the blessing. But something happens in the meantime. Their influence began to, their influence began to be fixated on the obstacles, or in this case, the giants. But again, God is saying, you go, send these men that they search, and if you keep reading, God is there to deliver on His promise. This is God's promise. Amen. God alone, praise God, with His people. This is God's promise, and God is He's establishing the necessary steps that need to take place so that God will deliver on his promise, the blessing. The blessing is yours. I mean, you're halfway there. Just continue. Oh, you mean like in Romans chapter 2, verse 7? Yeah. Amen. When continuance in well-doing, praise God. French, it threw in the word perseverance. In English, it's using the word patience. So if you want to combine the two, since I'm bilingual, you want to combine the two. Perseverance, patience, they kind of go hand in hand. And here, when you read in this here, amen, by continuing. So they took the first step necessary. They went in, talking about the spies. They went into the land. They check it out. But I mentioned this last week. It's not only the giants that were giant. Amen. They brought back some figs. They began to see fruit. This land flowed with milk and honey. The grapes weren't just, you know, the little grapes hanging on the vine. These grapes had to be shouldered and carried. There was more than just giants that were giant. Amen. And I've said this before. And when I look at if the promise that God gave them, and you look at the land and you see that it is inhabited by giants, that's kind of telling me this is going to be worth the fight. Someone say amen. Hallelujah. Amen. When there's a stronghold by the enemy, and we are commanded, if you would, or I don't want to use the word encourage, because encouragement's not a commandment. God says go, we need to go. And when Jesus told the disciples to go, he made it, that's when the disciples were able to go. And here when God is saying, go into this land and come back with a report, find out what is, what you're getting yourselves into, if you want to look at it that way. See, God's commands, they're not optional, despite the obstacles, despite the situations that may incur. So they search the land like God asked them to, but they use their eyes to decide. It wasn't their faith that was being put to work, it's what they saw. And what they saw, they didn't like. Hallelujah. This is where, even when the Bible teaches us, don't walk by sight, walk by faith. Where do I get that faith from? That particular faith comes from the Word of God. That particular faith comes from what thus saith the Lord. Oh yeah, well, man said this is going to happen. Yeah, but God kind of said the opposite. And usually it is. Praise God. When there's a difference between man and or woman and God, our Father in heaven, usually the opposite. Sometimes it's quite easy to tell. Well, this is God's way, and this is the other way or other ways. Amen. Thank God for God. God has you and I in his favor. Amen. God's not hoping that we perish. Amen. It's the exact opposite. It is his will that no man shall perish. 2 Peter chapter 3 in the 9th verse. This is scriptural. Amen. And when you read through the Bible, I mean, God, we are his creation. We are found, we are not to be found. We are found within God's favor. Within God's will is within God's favor. Amen. There's good things in store for you and I because God, amen, we are the children of God. God is true to his word. He is faithful to his word. Amen. A little later on in the chapter, I'm still in Numbers 13. If you've lost the page, find it again. We're going to read a little further down the road, further down, a few verses. Numbers 13, we read 1 and 2. Let's pick it up. 32. Numbers 13 and 32. And now we're talking about the ten spies who used their eyes to decide. And they brought up an evil report of the land. According to who? See, when you read this, God is not dumping a burden upon his people. Abraham received promise a few hundred years earlier, and God is making true to his promise. Someone say amen. But now there's 10 liars that are, how shall I say, they're implicated into this account. They're involved. And they brought up an evil report of the land, which they had searched. God said, search. They searched it. So they're partway there. If only they had continued with God's will, taking the next step. Did you see what I saw? I don't know. Amen. I like the way, you know, these folks are saying, oh, they're giants, big folks. And we already read it. When you read what Caleb and Joshua, they said, yeah, don't worry about the people in the land. They're just people. Amen. See, the giants became man's problem. The giants were never God's problem. Amen. So I was teaching the folks on the French side, you know, if you're going to do some talking, don't be murmuring, you know, going against God. But if you're going to be doing some talking, talk to the giants about who your God is. Talk to the enemy about who your God is. When the devil comes knocking on your door, say, hey, devil, let me tell you about my God. My God who is with me. Amen. That's who the devil is. And the Bible says when we get to see him finally one day, when we'll see him, this is a prophecy, the folks are going to look at the devil and say, he's the one who caused all those problems, that little skinny, scrawny thing. Amen. Realize from this day forward, realize and recognize who you are in Christ. Amen. Someone say, I'm in Christ. If any man, if any woman be in Christ, where are you today? In Christ. In Christ, I'm seated in heavenly places. In Christ, praise God. It's good to be where I am at today. Praise God. So verse 32, as I begin to read their report, the ten folks that had their version of the events. Numbers 13:32. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel. And this is what they said. The land through which we have gone to search, God told them to search, and they searched. If only they had continued. They said, well, you searched it, It's a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof. And all the people that we saw in it, they are men of great stature. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak or Anak, which come of the giants, their lineage. Their daddy was a giant and their granddaddy was a giant. And their sons are giants. They're all giants. It's the land of the giants. You talk about being fixated on the opposite of what God wants to give you. Amen. On the blessing. Praise God. My wife is, she's yelling out behind me. She goes, it's a giant blessing. Like I said, the giants being in the land kind of leads me to believe it's going to be worth the fight. Amen. Worth the struggle, worth the cost. Praise God. I'm going to have to look this up. I should know the scripture verse in Romans chapter 8. Not worthy to be compared to the glory which shall be revealed in us. Let me get that's coming to us. Since we're comparing apples and oranges, pomegranates and figs and... Praise God. Verse 18. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Hallelujah. Where are you heading? Worth the struggle? Worth the fight? Do you know what I have to give up? I don't want to read this. I quoted part of it, but I want to read it too. Hebrews 11, verse 6. But without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently, amen, seek him. Where's your diligence today? Amen. Get a glimpse of the future and going, that's not what I expected. That's not what I planned. I'm not telling you it's a bed of roses. I'm telling you there's giants, but I'm telling you, you've got God on your side. Hallelujah. God is true to his word. Amen. And there we saw the giants, verse 33, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants. And we were in our own sight as grasshoppers. And so we were in their sight. You want to think yourself as a grasshopper? That's exactly how the devil is going to take you on, as a grasshopper. Inside, or however you describe yourself to the devil. Yeah, let's work with that. You're giving something to the devil to work with. I mean, you're giving something to the devil to work with. And I thank God today that we need to, like I said, you want to talk to the devil about who your God is. Let him work with that. And he has a lot of experience when it comes to that. Praise God. But let the devil know, praise God, that, you know, remind him that who you are with and who is with you. Praise God. Amen. Don't give in to what the world, you know, to perception or what you perceive is taking place in this world. There's two reports, but there is only one that contained or that was given with obedience. And under the title reporting for duty, these 10 spies, they reported with fear and unbelief. But Joshua and Caleb, thank God for the men of God, they reported with faith. There was obedience. They had to continue. They had to endure. They had to another 40 years plus 5 after the distribution of the land to receive what they were the promise, what was theirs. Amen. Caleb went to see Joshua, say, "Hey, this is mine. I walked around this mountain so that I would reserve or preserve it for my inheritance. This is mine. Now give it to me." Praise God. So I thank God that with the word of God that we have today before our eyes and able to see what thus saith the Lord, we can receive the blessing that God has in store for us. Praise God. There's many things. I mean, so many of us, we've received the promise, despite whatever we've gone through, but there's a lot more. I know there's a lot at stake, but there's a lot more promises to be revealed. Amen. There's a lot more glory. There's a lot more that the honor. Remember what we read in Romans chapter 2, the 7th verse. Amen. Immortality, eternal life, the glory and the honor that we are after. It's not going to come from this land. I'm not going to dwell on things that is being offered to me or unto or given to or you know given or you know the devil sometimes. He seems to be a little bit generous, but we need to be careful. Praise God. You know, go into negotiations with the devil. It never ends well. Amen. The devil will never give back what he stole. The devil will never give back what he has taken. You can't just offer something to the devil and think, oh, okay, I'll get it back or I'll make amends or I'll make up for it in lost time or time not lost or whatever. It doesn't work that way. The devil... When Jesus was up against the devil, there was no negotiation. It was, this is what thus saith the Lord. It is written. If you want to use the term negotiation, it was negotiated with the word of God as a quote. Praise God. It was negotiated. Not that it was contractual, but whatever was what was being spoken at the time between, and you can read this in Matthew chapter 4. Whatever was spoken at the time between the devil, the Lucifer, Satan, and Jesus Christ, Jesus was dependent upon the word. Jesus being the word, he was dependent upon the word. It is written. And the people here, they knew what God had spoken. They knew what God had said. They knew what was being promised. It's just they lost their way. Their well-doing wasn't so well. You come into disobedience with God, you're going to find yourself in a position where it's not so well. Amen. If you want to be there to say it is well with my soul, you know, the today and tomorrow and until Jesus comes, find yourself within the will of God. Amen. People today, this is taken too lightly. And as the Bible becomes less dominant within the walls of the church, it becomes it reflects on how the world responds to how I respond. Amen. We got to let them know, saying, this is the word of God. Don't touch what God has given me. Praise God. Hold this upright and say, don't touch. Amen. Don't change a word of it. Don't try to understand it your way or anybody else's way. It makes no difference to me. This is God's way. Praise God. Amen. If you got to write a letter to the government, whoever, I'm not endorsing the fact that we fight flesh and blood. We can get down on our knees and pray and fast. Let the Spirit of God do a work. Amen. I can't enter the Senate or the House of Commons, but the Holy Ghost can and deal with people. Praise God. With a spirit of conviction or deal with, however the Holy Ghost deals with people. Praise God. When we call upon God and let God know that this is the circumstances that men and women want to, you know, they want to, inflict, I'll use that word. The men and women want to inflict upon us or inflict upon the believers and such, but I refuse. Amen. We can stand against them. The wiles of the devil, we can quench his fiery darts, and there's power and the ability that we have to pray and to fast and to make a difference in the lives of our community, to make a difference in the lives of our folks in government as we pray for them. Praise God. Amen. I don't have to agree whether I voted for them or not. I don't have to agree when it comes against the word of God, when it comes against my place of worship, when it comes against who I am as a child of God and as a son of God. Amen. I agree with what God has said. And the only way you're going to get to know what God has said is through the scriptures. Praise God. Amen. Someone say, I'm going to read my Bible. Praise God. I'm going to pray in a couple of minutes, but I'm going to close with this. I'm going to add this to, there it is. 2 Peter, the first chapter, there it is. There it is. It's the first chapter. 2 Peter chapter 1, the second verse. Maybe we'll read verse 1. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. We got to read. Someone say, I'm reading. According, listen, verse 3, according as his divine power has given unto us all things. Someone say all things. Amen. Not some things. Amen. Sometimes I may go off on a tangent and start talking about our, you know, our prime minister or folks sitting around the round table making decisions and such. And I don't say that to lose anybody that may favor red over blue or blue over red or green or orange, or we got all kinds of colors up here in Canada. I'm not saying that. It's to recognize and not to be those that give in and say, yeah, well, after all, there's giants. We're better off here on the sandy, you know, can't grow a garden in the sand, but who cares? There's no milk, there's no honey, there's no figs. No pomegranates and no grapes. Anything else I'm missing? None of that good stuff that God promised us, but at least there's no giants. I'm not going to settle for less when the devil wants me. The devil destroys, he takes, he's a thief. I'm not going to settle for less. This is open. I'm reading it. I'm getting to know God. We said, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God. Amen. Sit there and say, where's grace? Where's peace? Where's your knowledge of God? You got to know how to get it, where to get it from. Amen. This is the word of God today. That's when you read, we're reading together. I trust you're reading with me. According as his divine power, verse 3, has given unto us all things that pertain unto life. All things that pertain unto godliness. Amen. Someone say life. Someone else say godliness. Through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. Hallelujah. If you have an understanding of the word virtue, that it's not just the anointing, it's the strength, it's the capacity, it's the know-how, it's the ability. Amen. This is all summed up in that word. He's given us the life, he's given us the know-how, he's given us the whereabouts. God is with us. Praise God. Whom shall I fear? Amen. So we got to figure out where the resistance is going to lie. I'm talking about you and I. I'm going to pray 2 minutes. We have to figure out whom we're going to resist the devil to see him flee, or if we're going to resist God and see him. We read the scripture. I don't want to add a word to it. God says, if you forsake me, I'll forsake you. So the word I can use biblically is forsake. I don't know what God's talking about. And you turn your back. Amen. You hop from one church to the next. I don't agree with, you know, what somebody said or what somebody believes. This is where it comes down to. And the moment you see somebody that's going against scriptures, going against what's in this book, that's your key to get out. That's your clue to wake up before your soul is lost. Because my knowledge comes with divine power, and it comes from God, and it comes from what God has given us. Amen. The moment we take this book and we say, oh, it may not have been translated all right. Okay, the folks working for King James, they missed it here, so we've got this other book. I can use the NLT or the NIV, but then when that verse gets messed up or I don't want to go too nasty, but when that verse gets screwed up, then I'll use another translation or use another book. And be careful what you're playing with. We saw these folks, they went into the land, and we know the help that they received. And I think I'm going to go into that next week. I'm going to go into her name's on the list, and we're going to look at people that were given orders of God and people who followed through. Not looked at the circumstance. Oh God, this is Noah. You're asking me to build an ark. For an elephant? I'll build a boat for me and my family. Bring along a couple of worms and a butterfly or two. But an elephant? And a hippopotamus? See, if Abraham had the opportunity, he'd have changed religions in a hurry. Because this is what's happening today. People, I don't support your ministry anymore. I don't see why not. Remind me to post the picture, because I don't think Simon can on the English. Today, for those, and before I forget, I'm just 30 seconds, or as long as it takes, I'm just stepping outside of the teaching for if today I received, today was Pastor Michel in Kindia, was the day that they brought the orphans, and some of you sent offerings specifically for the orphans, and for what they would take home, physically and then spiritually, because on the notebook that they took home, they wrote a scripture verse for the children to take home, lit a Bible quote, and some of these kids that came in, and I'm going to post the pictures over 300 children that were in the assembly in the house of God today, and it's a beautiful picture to see what your help was able to do. So some of these children heard talk about Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God, for the first time in their lives. Amen. So as soon as the program's over, I'm going to post the scripture. If you're listening on YouTube, you'll have to hand over to Facebook, because I don't think I can post it on YouTube. So post a picture. I'm going to post a picture of the site. You get to see inside the church and what it looks like, because they've been working on it. But it's not so much don't look at the walls, look at the people that were hearing the word of God. And like I said, some for the very first time. Praise God. Hallelujah. So I'll try to remember that. Oh, while I'm at announcements, December 31st. Around 10:30, quarter to 11, our time here in Montreal, we're going to start live streaming in English, because I'm going to preach out 2025, I'm going to preach in 2026. So we're going to start around 8 o'clock for French, we're going to have communion as well, and we're going to run the service on live stream. It's going to be run on the live stream system, whatever you call it, online, In French, but we're going to start by 11 o'clock. We should be singing away in English on December 31st. So you can mark that down. I'm inviting you to be with us, to spend time together as the family of God, and pray for the 28th of December. Pastor Jeremy in Cotonou, they will be having their day where they will be, where the orphans are invited into the house of God to be blessed. To go home with a blessing. I want people to, and this is biblical, this is scriptural. I want people to, and thank you, Pastor, I was speaking to Pastor Jeremy and Pastor Michelle this week, and they're both like, thank you so much, thank you for your offerings and for those who've supported. And I know some of you designate specific offerings for Bibles and specific offerings that go towards the feeding program that we do have, that is up and running, but other offerings as well. We need to take from Peter and send it to Africa. So Peter, if you're listening, amen. If there's any Peter, yeah, there are Peters, amen. But we need to take from Peter and Paul. And Paul, if you're listening, amen. You understand the saying that Paul used. So all your offerings, amen. Like I said a few minutes ago, when people say, I don't support your ministry, I don't see why not. Amen. We feed orphans. We build churches. Amen. We have these programs that we put together. We give people Bibles. The request came in between the meetings for a Bible. Just somebody's requesting a Bible. Bible that we sent out last week to a gentleman in Quebec City. I don't know where he must have found a flyer or something. He wrote back Wednesday, and he's so thankful to have received the Word of God. So keep these things in mind when you give with joy. And you have and give with obedience. As I said, the promise of God is there, and it's there for each and every one of us who are active. Praise God. Amen. So to finish, if I repeat what we read in Romans chapter 2 in the 7th verse, who for patient continuance. Amen. So don't stop halfway. Some of us, we've known each other for a long time. Praise God. And we've accomplished a lot together. We've made it a long way. Amen. Some of the names on the board listening, we were teenagers, been married for almost over 40 years, so almost on our way to almost 41. And some of us go back before I was even married, praise God. And we need to continue. I want to encourage you today and say, I'm going to pray in 2 minutes. I know I already said the 2 minutes and I took that up, but give me another 2 minutes. Thank you for your patience. Praise God. Stand. Amen. Let's get ready to pray. Praise God. Hallelujah. As I said, as far back as we go, we have families, we have businesses, we've accomplished so much. Look at the work that we've done in Africa. Built three churches, you know, bought land and built three churches in barely over a year, 13, 14 months, and the churches are up and running and being filled with souls are Bibles that are being sent to so many people, the trailers, French and English, that travel this land, make sure people have what they have. As I said, the knowledge of God comes through His Word. And we receive, amen, this knowledge when the book is opened and we read what thus saith the Lord to make a difference in our lives, praise God. So God has given us that commandment. Thank you so much. God has given us that commandment. God has made a way for us, and it's for you and I to report for duty. That's the title of the series. Here am I, Lord, send me. Praise God. Here am I, Lord, I'm ready to testify. I'm ready to make a difference in this land. Praise God. We're going to pray. Father in heaven, I thank God for the blessing today that we have received. Once again, we opened up the Word of God, and there it was. There was your Spirit, the Holy Ghost, to lead us and to guide us into all truth. I thank God for those listening, faithful they were on the Facebook page, on the YouTube channel, and on godly.tv. If they're listening to the live stream or they're listening to this in repeat mode, Lord, I thank God that they have been blessed as I was, as my sister was, as my brother was, with the reading of the Word of God. The encouragement to continue, praise God, not to sit back and say, oh, well, now it's, you know, the opposition is all the way up to the prime minister or all the way up to the leader of the provincial government and such. Man, we're not concerned because you are with us, and I give you the praise and the glory for being with us. Father in heaven, thank God for making a difference in our lives through your Son, Jesus Christ, the work which was wrought on Calvary. Lord, I uplift the names once again that going through the battle, but I thank God, amen, that they will not lose the hope that they have in your word. Your word is true, God, and victory belongs to them, whatever the circumstance is, whatever is the fight in their flesh is all about. Lord, I thank God that victory at this moment, as I pray, victory right now belongs to them in Jesus' name. There's deliverance where deliverance needs to take place. There's healing where healing needs to be healed. There's cleansing where the cleansing needs to be take place in the body. Praise God of my brothers and sisters. Lord, if there's someone making a decision saying, yeah, that's it, I'm right now today, I'm making a decision to be on God's side. I want to receive Jesus Christ. And the Bible says, as you receive Him right now, if you're praying, praise God, to receive Jesus Christ, as many as received Him, to them He gave the power to become sons of God. Hallelujah. A son of God and a daughter of God today, because the decision that they are making, Father in heaven, I thank God. Praise God, amen, that we can call upon you to be saved. In Jesus' name, praise God. So anoint, bless, amen, that person that is calling upon you for salvation. Wash, amen, they understand, they realize that they are sinners. Wash their sins in the precious blood of Jesus Christ to forgive them as far as the east is from the west. Thank God for your forgiveness. Thank God for your mercy. Thank God for your grace that is upon us today. Father in heaven, Lord, I pray for a great week. There is barely 10 days of this year left, and we're going to close out this year. We're going to testify. We're going to evangelize the students that are not inside school. They don't have school tomorrow or for the next 2 weeks. They're going to spend more time in the Word. They're going to receive by your Spirit the strength and the perseverance that they need for the second half of the school year. And it's going to be good. 2026, if you give us that grace, if you give us that year in a few days, 2026, we're looking forward to it. And I thank God for the blessing. Praise God. Ordain our steps. Praise God. Order our steps in the Lord, that we may be walking in a direction which leadeth unto life, and that we may be able to fulfill your will. Lord, if you're wondering who to send, here am I. Send me. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray these things. Amen. amen and amen. Praise God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank God. If you're making a decision right now to serve God, to become a son or a daughter of God, first off, it's the best decision you have ever made. It's the best decision anyone can make. So I thank God today, if you've making that decision, the word of God needs to be in your hands, needs to be before your eyes. You need to pray every day, give me this day my daily bread. Praise God. And you can, if you're not familiar with our Facebook page, Brother Pastor Kevin and Brother Steve, they and myself as well, I post, verses are posted every day. That becomes part of your daily bread. And then from there you read what the Spirit of God will lead you and bring you the direction for what to read. Old Testament, New Testament, I need some Proverbs, I need some Psalms, I need some meat, I need some milk. It's all there for us. And as I just finished reading in 2 Peter, and in the first chapter, I'm going to read this again before we close. Let me find it very quickly. Thanking God for who He is, and for Second Peter, that says, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God, or Jesus Christ, our Savior, Jesus Christ. So there it is. Amen. Thank God for that grace. Thank God for that peace which belongs to you. Thank God for the word which we received today. As I finish praying, God is looking for someone to send. He wants to send you. All you got to do is say, God, here am I. Don't go a quarter of the way. Don't go halfway. Don't go three quarters of the way. Follow God through with His plans, and you'll see, praise God, that the blessing of God is there in abundance. Praise God. God is true to His word, and this is why I honor Him, and I do glorify Him. You're listening to That's the Truth. My name is Lincoln. I love each and every one of you. Be blessed. Thank God that we know what to do because our books are open. We received the commandment from our commander-in-chief, from our captain, from God and God Himself. Praise God. And we go forth to fulfill, to accomplish His will, His way. And we are blessed. Praise God. Hallelujah. Be blessed this week. I love each and every one of you. Let's give God a good hand for the word which we received today. I'll see you next time. Praise God. Amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Well, I trust the Word of God has blessed you today. God has given us a generous portion of our daily bread. All the glory be unto God. Someone say, thank you, Jesus. Remember, you can see the video and audio files of this teaching on our YouTube channel, That's the Truth, as well as our Facebook page, Link with God. Please share these links with your friends and family so that they too can be blessed. This is how you can help me preach the gospel of Christ, salvation for this generation. Stay tuned. There's a lot more of the Word of God coming right up. My name is Lincoln, and you're listening to That's the Truth.